This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello, good everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. This is Jeremy Lopez, and I'm glad you guys decided to join with me again this week. And by the way, it's cold outside. Like, here I am in Alabama, and it is. I woke up this morning to like 30 degrees. Isn't that crazy in Alabama? 30 degrees, and so it was cold, and there was some ice on the road. And so, yeah, we're having that kind of weather here in the 1st of December here in Alabama. So wherever you are located around the world, you know, some of you might be in Australia. We have a lot of listeners from Australia who is probably enjoying the sun right now since our seasons are opposite. And so no matter where you're calling from in the world, as far as tuning into the podcast, I should say, I'm glad you are on today's podcast with me. So here's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about staying focused. You know, the reason why is because I hear so many stories of people who say, Jeremy, I've got so many things going on in my life. And I think some of us, you know, if not all of us, especially in the Western world, we are just boggled down with everything. Like right now, we've got the Christmas season going on, having to buy presents, you know, which we enjoy doing, of course, you know, as a family. But then we have other things such as watching out for the coronavirus as it skyrockets because people are, you know, sort of very nonchalantly getting out there and moving around with no mask on. And then you have, you know, the political system. You know, many of you who are maybe outside of America, it is a little embarrassing for us because we have such political wars going on in our country, and we love, out of pride, to let the whole entire world know our problems. And so, but you know, there's so many things going on and so many things we could focus on. Children, school, teachers, you know, bosses, managers, my job, your job, you know, my wife, my husband, my kid. And there's so many things in our lives to focus on right now. So I wanted to help you guys out a little bit by giving you some points to think about when you're trying to focus on something, let's say, for example, on work. And many of you, by the way, let me just tell you this as well. Many of you right now are currently working from home, and hopefully it's going to be more of a permanent thing for those who want to work from home because of COVID. And many of you are probably getting ready to go back into the office, but you're saying to yourself, Jeremy, since I'm currently working at home, it is hard to focus because I think of house chores to do. I think of my kids running around. I think of so many things going on, you know, much less I could just, since my boss is not watching, I could just sort of, you know, chill, watch TV, and do my work in between. In fact, I could wake up and not even take a shower. You know, I could just go ahead and just work in my PJs all day, my pajamas, you know. And so wherever you find yourself in any of that stuff, or maybe all of it, God love you, then I want to be able to point things out to you today to focus on, all right? So the first thing I'm going to say, which is you might think not really so important, but yet I want to keep it important for you, and that is drink less coffee. Many of you are like, wait a minute, huh? I gotta drink tons of coffee to get me going. You know, some people ask me, Jeremy, you're always so wound up. Like you are like a firebomb, you know, explosion every moment because you're so wound up. And guess what, folks? I don't even drink coffee. Did you know that? I'm not even a coffee drinker. I'm not a big fan of coffee. Love frappuccinos, you know, iced coffee I can deal with. It's a little sweet, but I'm just not a coffee fan. And so here in my house, my family, we have a coffee, you know, we have an espresso, and I'm just not that person. And truthfully, sometimes I wish I was that person. But I don't drink coffee. I just have a natural high, I guess, a natural energy level that just keeps me going. But one of the things I recognize within people, within my family and friends, is the fact that so many people drink a lot of coffee. Now, you might say, well, Jeremy, I've got a lot of stuff to do throughout the day. The thing with coffee, you have to remember, is it does tend to wind you up. And knowing that it's winding you up, you've got to remember it's going to be able to... The thing with coffee is this. If you drink so much of it and it winds you up, your mind's going to be exploding thinking, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, I got to do that. You know, and so you're never going to stay focused. So I would say drink coffee in small doses. Toward that way, you're getting enough energy without being overloaded, you know, with the idea of all these creative ideas popping into your brain because you're so wound up from caffeine that it's driving you crazy. And now, second thing I'd like to bring out to you that I want you to really focus on is... sometimes you just got to sort of lock away your social media. In other words, you got to just get it off your phone. One of the best things I think for some people that maybe have that addiction. Now, if you are like me, I have an online ministry business. So therefore, you know, I have staff who actually have a social media director who is amazing. I just love her to pieces. And she just directs, the social media, with all the things that she has lined up to do and all the events coming up and the holidays. She gets ready for the graphics and knows when to post them. And so, you know, she's doing this. And I have great employees who are actually doing all these different things. I'm an editor for my books. You know, I've got the guy who does my podcast. I have customer service over here. So we have a dynamic staff of people who do things. But one of the things I've realized is for me, you know, I try to get on social media less and less every day, outside of the work one, because of the fact that I don't want to be on social media too much personally. And the reason why is because I've got to stay focused. Now, one thing I would encourage many of you who have a weakness about that is this. Try your best to stay away from social media. If you need to delete the app from your phone, do it. That way you're not getting notifications. In fact, what you could do is either A, you could go to the radical extreme of deleting your apps off your phone to where it's going to make it a little harder to go to, where you have to go on the browser, maybe your Safari, go in your browser to go on that way, and you know in your heart that maybe if it's harder to get to, you might feel like, just too much effort. You know, I'll do it another time. That's a good sign for you. Second of all, if you do happen to have your apps, you want to keep your apps, then just go in your apps folder, basically, or your settings, and just take out your notifications. So that way, as you get notifications for your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook, all these other ones, that way what happens is you're not getting notifications, so you're not constantly checking your phone. And if you're like me, my phone beeps every 5 seconds of the day, and because it beeps every 5 seconds, it notifies me about every little thing. So if you take off your notifications, guess what? You're going to be less likely to get involved in that. And that's good because you need to stay focused on maybe a project you're doing, focus on Christmas, your children, or maybe at work. Hey, if you're at work, that's the number one thing you gotta do. And you don't want to steal from your company, right? Now, the third thing I would say you to get is make sure you're getting plenty of sleep. Because here's the thing, even though coffee will wind you up so much to the extreme, you're going to find yourself like Superman or Wonder Woman trying to accomplish 5,000 things at one time, and at the end of the day, you look back and you say, I feel like I haven't done anything. And then on the other extreme, you have those who stay sleepy, right? And here's what I would suggest. If you get plenty of sleep, it's funny, my family laughs at me because I'm the kind of person, now when I was younger, I would be up to midnight, 1 a.m, man, I was just having a blast, but I've realized throughout the years, probably the past 15 to 20 years, I just don't like that anymore. And so I'm the kind of person that will go to bed usually around 9:30 or 10, very late at 10 o'clock. And many of you are like, you go to bed at 9:30? Yeah, I'm not one of these prophets. Here's the thing, when I hear certain prophets who say, oh, the Lord keeps me up the entire night, sometimes I barely get an hour of sleep during the night, I want somebody to say, I don't know what God you're worshiping, but my Bible says he's going to give me some sweet sleep, for one. And the medical field also lets me know that it cuts off half of my life when I get less and less sleep. So, hello, I don't think that's the God of the universe. I think it's your fabricated God that you feel like you may be in the nighttime hour as a martyr, or you're going to make a sacrifice for God or something, because I don't see that happening. Thank God I don't get dealt with that way. God loves me to sleep. So I would say to you, make sure you're getting plenty of sleep to where you're wide awake and you will stay more focused and centered throughout your day as well. Another thing is this. And by the way, let me just give you a little bit of advice here, okay? Avoid caffeinated beverages if you can after lunchtime, okay? Because it's going to give you extreme high and drop you off. And also, take time to wind down. The best you can, take time to wind down to be able to, if you're done with a project or you're finished with something, over here, make sure you take the time to sort of sit down and chill for a while to where you can sort of get that out of your system and your mind can get refocused on something brand new. Don't expect yourself to finish something and then 2 minutes later, begin to jump into something else, because your mind needs a rest. Your body needs a break every once in a while. So you need to be able to allow yourself that. And another thing is this, keep your bedroom very quiet. Here's what I love about this. Keep your bedroom quiet. You know, when people ask me, do you have a TV in your bedroom? I say, well, I don't. I don't use it. You know, I don't really have a lot of technology per se in my room because of the fact that, you know, the bedroom is just that. It's created to have a sort of a sanctuary type of spa feel, all right? Which means you don't want loud noise in the room. You don't want to fall asleep to the TV. You want to go to your room to where your bedroom is a sanctuary, that it's a place of rest, relaxation. It's not a place of, you know, heavy loud music or television shows or commercials. So I would personally say, if you can help it, don't put a TV in your bedroom. It's not healthy for you anyway. It's not healthy for you anyway. In fact, if you do some studies, you'll find a lot of these clinics, you know, such as Mayo Clinic and other clinics, will tell you that's very unhealthy to have a TV in your bedroom. So I would definitely say, for those of you who struggle in that area, you know, keep a TV out, because that way you can stay focused and centered, laying in bed, getting rest, or maybe laying in bed and reading a good book. That way your mind is focused on, because the way that the data that we receive from a book versus the data we receive from a television show is very different, very different. TV shows are made to hype you up, to keep you alert, to keep you, you know, receptive, keep you focused, and to where you want to watch more and more. A good book is not that way. A good book, a motivating book, a good book on, you know, finding rest, a good book on learning, you know, things, that's going to be a lot better for you. So I would say focus on that as well. Another thing I would also say is, when I say get a really, focus on a good goal. So whatever your goal is, here's what you're going to do. Find a go where you can look at it and say, hey, you know what, this thing is measurable, which basically means this. It means what I'm doing is I can actually calculate probably when I can start and when I can finish. It's not so unreachable that my faith is mixed in with it to where my faith is pushing me forward, but yet it's not so unreachable to where my faith is like, what the, you know, what's going on? That's just too far out of my league, you know? You don't want something that's so far out there that you know in your heart, unless literally God comes in and does this and does this huge miracle for the world to see, you know you're not going to accomplish it. So I'd say stay away from that. Find something that's measurable that you can see the end of the tunnel to say, you know what, I can get finished with this. Here's the steps to do it, and I'll get finished on X amount of days. And so, yes, I can see the end. You know, it's funny. The Bible says this, that God sees the ending from the beginning. I want you to think about that for a moment. God sees the ending from the beginning. To me, you know what that tells me? That as a human being, I should be able to see the ending of my goal from the very beginning as well, because I have that God DNA within me. And what that is saying to me is this. It's saying to me that if I can't see the outcome crystal clear. Now, here's the thing. Now, sometimes you won't be able to completely see it crystal clear. That's fine. But at least you have an idea of where you're headed. You have an idea of maybe sort of similar what it looks like, you know, in your spirit. Let it be similar to what you've got inside of your spirit, you know, and map that out that way. To that way, it's not so far out there you can't even get a glimpse of what the ending even looks like. Because if you can't get a glimpse of the ending of it, you're never gonna reach it. You're never gonna get there. The other thing is, put a time frame on it. In other words, make something very timely for you to where you're understanding, I can do this. I can actually accomplish this by, you know, the next couple of months easily. You know, versus, I don't know, this could take me years. It could take me, I don't know. Don't do that. If that's gonna happen, you're never gonna accomplish it. And also, be very specific. Be very specific on what you're going to do when it deals with some type of goal, all right? Now, the other thing I would say as far as trying to stay focused and centered is learn to be very mindful. Being mindful means this, walking in a state of mindfulness, which basically means I am mindful of my environment, I'm mindful of where I'm sitting, I'm mindful of what I'm doing, because what happens is your mind's going to be wondering all around you and what's going on at her house, what's going on at his house, how's this job going, you know, this person, I wonder if they're doing good over here. How's Matt Sue doing? How's, you know, Billy Bob doing? You don't want to do that. You want to be able to stay mindful to where you're aware. Walking a state of awareness has been one of the most healthiest things in my entire existence. Because when I'm aware of my environment, in the sense of being mindful, what happens is I'm learning to teach my mind to learn to slow down. And for some of you, I would say that I would use the word meditation, because I practice meditation. When people ask me things, I say, absolutely, I practice meditation. I'm not afraid to say that. You know, because see, here's the thing, the stigma of meditation that people have, that's why I wrote the book Meditation, which I encourage all of you to get, because the stigma people have when it deals with meditation is that place where they automatically write it off and assume it's some type of new age hocus pocus. The truth is, if that's what you think, you're going to miss a blessing, because meditation is being mindful. It means learning to give yourself rest, give your mind a rest, and focusing on your environment, focusing on what you're doing right then. That to me is when the presence of God shows up mightily. So you know what? Hey guys, you're missing a blessing if you know, from having God show up for you if you're missing out on meditation. The next thing I would do is make a to-do list. You might say, well, that sounds very, very simple. But making a to-do list basically is letting you know, number one, I'll have this done today. Number two, this project's a little longer, so it might take me 2 days or 1 hour. And if you do that even outside of your points, for sort of a time slot, like maybe I can accomplish this small task today, in parentheses, put today after it. Number two, you know, this project might take me 2 days to paint the fence. You know, I'm going to paint the fence outside, okay? Might maybe take me 2 days, be a little flexible. I'm giving myself a goal of 2 days to do this. You know, next thing, you know, I'm going to make dinner. It's going to take me about 30 minutes. So here's my allotted time I'm going to present to meal number three. That way what happens is you're able to be mindful on what's going on, because you're able to see exactly how long an estimated time, a guesstimated time, I should say, to guess at it, about how long it'll take you to do it. And that's good. That way you don't seem overwhelmed. You can allow yourself to say, today, according to these time frames that I've put upon some of these points, I could definitely accomplish all this today, or these or those, whatever. That's a good thing. So when you're dealing with focusing, it helps out to be able to have a time slot to it, prioritization to it, as far as, you know, putting it into an outline, and once again, cutting out all the junk. Keep your TV off, for goodness sake. Keep your TV off. Here's what I encourage you. If you're trying to focus on something, then and you want sort of noise, no problem at all. Guess what? I've got your back. I'm the same way. I love to be quiet, but sometimes I like things going on around me. So here's what I'm going to recommend to you. Number one, do not turn the TV on while you're working. No, bad no. While you're focusing on something, keep the TV off. It's because the TV is created to pull your attention into it, to watch my show, watch my commercial, right? And so, second of all, I would say this. Play music, but do not play music that has words to it, because those words will get in your mind and you'll be finding yourself humming along to it and singing it. Play something, a very meditative type of, we'll say, spa music, of something that's just very instrumental. You can find dynamic, you know, praise and worship music that's instrumental. That's great. That way you're able to focus on what you're doing while the music is actually playing in the background, and you're not going to be concerned about the words, because there will be no words. Some of the best things in my times in my life, when I've ever gotten anything from spirit about my books or teachings, has always been when I am focused, centered in my awareness, and I'm in that place where there's nothing around me except maybe very soft instrumental music in the background, and I can tear up a rug, man. I can just tear up anything at that moment, because I really realize that I'm in that zone to be able to stay focused and centered on what I'm doing right now. So these are some points I really wanted to bring out to you guys today for this reason, because I know many of you are having problems with this, and you want to be able to overcome it, right? And so you got to begin to realize, what are some of the things I can cut out? You know, another thing is, you know, get rid of distractions. Last but not least, get rid of distractions. Move to a quiet area. Turn your phone off. In fact, turn your phone to vibrate if you have to. Or maybe just, if you know, just sit here, and if you have to text your friends or family, just say, hey, you know what? I'll be busy for an hour. I'll talk to you afterwards. There you go right there. That way you know anyone important is not going to call you, right? That's one thing. Another thing, close the door. Close the door to your bedroom. Close the door to your office. Close the door to whatever you're doing, to where you're not worried about if someone's going to walk down the hall to hear you, see you, or ask you what you're doing, right? Keep the door shut. Get into a room if you can. Keep the door shut. That's the best thing that I always love to do. When I do prophetic words to people, I go in my office, close the door, and I'm going for it, because I know how to focus on what I'm doing and leave all distractions behind. My phone, 90% of the time, is always on vibrate. I just don't ever turn the ringer on unless I'm really in public where it's loud, where I need to hear that. Other than that, it stays in my pocket to vibrate. That way I can feel it, but I can also begin to move in a place where I'm not going to be startled by some kind of loud noise. And me, I tend to have music on my phone, so playing when it rings. Now, one last point is this, okay? Telling those around you not to distract you during a period of time. That backs up the point I made as far as texting your family and friends. You can do a group text, keep it on your phone. Here's what I would recommend. Do a group text, keep these people on your phone, okay, all those people. And just that way you're sending one text out, and you can just say, hey guys, I'm going to read my book. I'm going to, you know, meditate. I'm going to pray. I'm going to, you know, take a shower. I'm going to take a bath with my candles around me, you know, or I'm going to read a book, or I got work to do. So between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. or 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., you know, I will text you guys afterwards. In between these time slots, I won't be available. So love you guys. Talk to you later. And that way, guess what? You won't have to worry about it. And they know what you're doing, so you don't have to worry about with them. They're thinking what you're doing. You don't have to worry about them trying to get a hold of you because of an emergency, because they know exactly what's going on, and you'll know that they're not going to be doing that, right? And you know, and so I would say, you know, do that. Set a one of the best ways to do it is do a mass text or mass email to your friends or family members. Basically, a text would be better. Do a mass one, to where you're not sending them individual to people, and your phone's going to be beeping back constantly saying, "Gotcha, have fun," and you're like, "Oh, just don't respond back." And sometimes in the text, you can actually say that. Just say, "Hey, by the way, I'm about to, you know, start a book. I'm about to do my work. So if you guys don't mind, don't worry about responding. Just want to give you guys a heads up. And after 5 p.m., hey, you know what? I will text you guys back and tell you I'm done." Bingo. There you go. But I would say enjoy that, dude. Enjoy doing that, folks. It'll set you free from the telephone. It'll set you free from text. It will totally set you free to focus on the things you got to focus on. Definitely. So thank you again for tuning into my podcast today. And by the way, you know what? I really go really deep in my book called Meditation that came out recently. It's been a dynamic, huge selling point for us, because people in the Christian community and those who are not in the Christian community, and you know, have asked me, you know, can I do meditation without some type of religious thing attached to it? I said, absolutely you can. And you know why? Because for centuries, there's been Christian people, godly people, who does meditation. A lot of nuns and priests, believe it or not, way back in the day and even till today, do meditation, because it's not connected or tied to a religion, folks. Some people say, "Ooh, it's tied to Hinduism or it's tied to Buddhism." My thing is this: I said, you know what? Maybe you've heard that, but here's the key thing. If a religion took meditation and tied it into them, hey, you know what? Kudos to them. That's way to go for them. Because you know what, they took something and they didn't look at that and say, "Ooh, that's Christian. That's against our belief. We're not going to touch it." No, they made it theirs. So, hello, Christians, make it your own. All right, you need the time of relaxation and resting. You need to learn how to meditate and be in the presence of focusing on what you're supposed to be focusing on. So, I want to encourage you, go to the website identitynetwork.net, and when you do, I want you to go and put in the word meditation in the search engine. Press search button, it'll pull up my book automatically. Download the PDF ebook right then and there. Or if you order the book, hey, we'll ship it out to you first thing tomorrow morning. But I really want to encourage you guys, take a season and time for yourself. And when you read this book, Meditation, it'll teach you a great discipline. It'll teach you a dynamic discipline, actually. You know, to be able to know how to be able to rejuvenate yourself, but you have to make time to rejuvenate yourself. You can't expect God to say, "Oh, God, give me energy." When you're undisciplined, you have no boundaries, you're going 90 miles an hour. God is not going to do that. You know why? Because it's called double-mindedness. If you want to learn solitude, if you want to learn meditation, if you want to learn how to focus, then you know what? You got to offer up and give yourself permission and give your life permission to do that. And then God steps in and says, "Great, I'll do my part, you do your part." All right? So get the book today, Meditation, or download it. Thank you again, as always, for tuning into our podcast of Thoughts Become Things. And always remember, take the time today to create your day. You've got the paintbrush. God's given you the colors. Create a dynamic day for yourself. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.